IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
First up, though, the Information Security Oversight Office's latest annual report to Congress is like none that have come before it. The ISOO, which resides in the National Archives and Records Administration, is telling lawmakers how to fix the classification and declassification processes across government instead of just explaining the problem. Mark Bradley is the director of the Information Security Oversight Office. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about why the security classification system needs a healthy dose of IT modernization.
I'm a former Department of Justice lawyer, but also CIA officer, and I've tried to make this report more along the lines of what I learned in CIA, where a policymaker could look at it within two or three, four pages, get the essence of it, and then have enough knowledge to know what we were reporting on instead of having to go through the entire report.
Let's start with some of that analysis. A lot of good information. Talk a little bit about what stood out to you. Talk a little bit about what some of the highlights that came from the research and the analysis.
The main thing is that we are at a pivot point in this system. And by that I mean we are still very much in a paper-based world, and we are moving more towards a digital world. And I worry about the systems being able to keep up with that kind of pivot. I believe that for too long, the classification declassification system has been on autopilot, for lack of a better way to describe it. Doesn't mean that people, we don't have many good people working in this area, and many people whose hearts are in the right place, but it's beginning to fall behind. And that's a worry, not only from the intelligence perspective, counterintelligence perspective, we've got all this information coming in, but also from a democracy standpoint. I'm a former legislative director for Daniel Patrick Moynihan, and he was very concerned that we have an educated citizenry that trusts its government. And I think we need to be aware of that, that over the last several years, certainly as of late, people seem to be losing more confidence in the government. And it's important for us to be able to get the information out that we can, declassify what we can, and to tell the people what we can about what the United States government is doing in the so-called shadow world. So in order to do that, we need a system that will be able to accommodate that.
It's interesting you say that one of the highlights or one of the things that stood out to you is the danger of falling behind, the paper world versus digital world. One may argue we've been in the digital world now for 15 years, 20 years. So where do you see the falling behind happening? Is it the managing of all that digital records, or is it the old paper that we just can't keep up with?
It's the latter. We have a huge legacy problem in the United States government. You know, the government's funny. It's cutting edge in so many ways. I mean, if you think about social policies and that, but in technology, it's trailing woefully behind. And, you know, our systems are circa 1990 still, maybe if you really wanted to stretch it in the early 2000s, but it's not keeping pace with what's going on. I mean, after 9/11, one of the things that happened is we've had a deluge of information, especially classified information. I mean, we've got the Department of Homeland Security, we've got Office of Director of National Intelligence, we've got new entities that have been created, and we're creating more and more information all the time, but we don't have the systems to be able to accommodate it.
Talk maybe a little about what stood out to you in the report that proved that the agencies are falling behind, that the systems are not up to speed.
Some of the statistics that we cite, I mean, if you look at something like declassification, I mean, the rates are still woefully under what they should be. It's mostly because it's still largely a hands-on system. It's a human system. We haven't yet reached the point yet where we can automate a lot of this and let machines do it. I'm not a Luddite, but I do appreciate the need for technology. I mean, the way it works now is if you have a document and agencies have equities in it, each agency has to see that. And so if we could somehow another load up the declassification guides from all these agencies and then let machines do it, it would be a lot quicker, a lot more efficient, and a lot cheaper.
One of the recommendations that your office makes in the report to the president is about technology modernization. Big push from the Trump administration around IT modernization. There's the Modernizing Government Technology Act, Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act. I can go through all the different bills. There's memos. Maybe talk a little bit about what kind of IT modernization you guys would be in favor of or think would be helpful to kind of address this area that you're talking about, that the declassification piece can't keep up. It sounds like artificial intelligence, machine learning, it sounds like automation, but maybe give me a little bit more.
That's exactly right. What we wanted to do with this report was to raise this issue. No one else, as far as we can tell, really is looking at it. And so we see this as a government-wide problem. And I especially worry about what I call the haves and have-nots. There are some agencies who are wealthy compared to others. They are light years ahead of others, and they're moving on. And so, for instance, if Agency X is going to the cloud and Agency Y is still doing paper, we have a problem, because we need to be able to share information to be able to protect this country. And the question is, how can we do that in the most efficient way? And so what we thought we would do is raise this to the level of the White House and the National Security Council to say, hey, there's a problem. You know, we need a government-wide solution, not an agency solution, but a government-wide solution to this. We'd like to have more standardization, that understanding that some of these agencies are very nuanced what they do. I mean, CIA is quite a bit different than the Department of Veterans Affairs. Yet still, it seems to us there's enough common ground and enough need for modernization that it's a government problem.
It's almost like the 80-20 rule, where 80% of what everyone does is basically the same. It's that 20% unique, so why not create the system or the shared service, for lack of a better word, that can address that 80% rule, and then when agencies need to modernize, they only really need to modernize that 20%. I'm simplifying it, but is that where you guys are getting to?
I think that's basically right. I mean, again, we want to be able to make sure that the information is, that those who need it, who have a need to have it, can actually get it and share it. And so that means having the systems to be able to do that. And one agency is operating in the cloud, and another one's operating in a system that's built in the 1990s, that's going to be one huge problem in how they share that, not to mention to protect it, too, because the agency in the clouds maybe is going to have some questions about how well the agency working in the 90s technology can protect the information. So this is, it's a matter how far ahead you might be. If your brother or sister agency is not up there, you've got a problem yourself.
Do you see that this is a problem in the civilian world more than the Intel DoD world, or is it equal?
It's the old adage, and it's follow the money. Who's got it? Who's got the money? These days, it's Department of Defense. It's the intelligence community. I mean, so it would be helpful if those agencies could take some of the leads in this and actually share more about what they're doing and their innovations, so we could take more advantage of that. Again, I mean, the CIA and DOD and that ilk, I mean, they're driven by their missions to try to keep up. I mean, they've got some very serious adversaries snapping at their heels, the Russians and the Chinese, among others. And so they've got to be at least as good as their adversaries, and hopefully a lot better. So they're forced to innovate and forced to do it. But they also, at least the Department of Defense, I mean, has the money to do it. So, again, it's a question of, okay, if CIA wants to share information with another agency, is that agency up to the same level? The answer is no.
And you're getting beyond just sharing data, but sharing systems, techniques, policies, the approaches to this. What kind of reaction, when you bring this up to your bosses, the people at the National Security Council, the White House, whomever, do they understand that, yes, this is a problem, or is it still not on their radar enough? And that's why maybe the report highlights it in a bigger way.
I mean, we are waiting for the reaction to all that. I mean, we think that our job at ISU is to tee it up and to frame it. As I said before, we're one of the very few, if not the only ones in the government, who are actually looking at this writ large. And so we are standing by for marching orders, and hopefully they'll be coming.
One of the things that comes from this report is this idea of self-reporting. Agencies are saying, here's how we are doing, meeting certain goals of executive orders, of policies, of laws. Is that where you also see the lack of modernization? Because, as you said, the statistics of, for instance, declassification has taken so much longer than maybe many think it should or would.
One of the issues an agency will tell you is there no separate line item for something like declassification? It comes out of the main budget. So, you know, it's this kind of changing culture we've got to do. We've got to tell these agencies, or these agencies have to buy into the fact that this actually is part of their mission, too. And by that, I mean, it is not good to have the American people lose confidence in what you're doing or not to trust you.